Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Jeez. You know, so many things that I'm doing in the mornings just before the broadcast class starts. I just barely made it today. Jason, my apologies. The animals, these are not excuses. These are just things that I do in my life. And that's what life on the farm is like. A series of repairs and maintenance. Interspersed with emergencies, life and death emergencies for animals. Kathy's with us, and we're going to be talking about the third installment of the Great Depression, number one, and links to the second Great Depression, which we are in right now, as defined by me, and I think most economists that get paid for a living would disagree that, you know, we could enter a depression. Well, by all accounts that I see, we are in it right here, right now. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Ben. How are you and how's the campground?
Oh, geez, Kathy. You know, last night at the dinner table, you know, we have family meetings. Kind of like we're running a business, believe it or not. And actually, we are. And the dinner table, well, the kitchen table is breakfast, lunch, and dinner are times for family meetings. We talk about what we're doing, what we've done, what we're going to do, what's highest on the priority list, who's doing what, and who is assuming what responsibilities, and so forth. We're talking about the campground, and it is coming along beautifully. The grass is John Deere green right now, and has been for probably a week and a half. So the grass is looking good. The creek is running full tilt. And we've got almost 30 campsites. So let's say 25. And we measured how many square feet the campground is. It's 837,794 square feet. That's how large this campground is. And we measured the fencing around the campground per se, which on the other side of the fence is the cows, and on the other side of the fence is the cows. The fence around the campground is 1.43 miles. So to give you an idea, that's how big the campground is. So if an average house on, let's say, 1 acre is 44,000 square feet, but, you know, with a big lot, this is 838,000 square feet. So it's fairly large. And all the campsites are along the water, along the creek. And there's so many neat things to identify. The types of trees. We have a persimmon grove. We have a walnut grove. We have berry bushes. And in the right time of the year, you can just pick them right off and eat them. You know, it'd be good to wash them first. But what happened last night was really interesting. Our son said, "Dad, I want you to try this." It's okay. And this was Natural Farms beef jerky. So this is us testing our beef. And I have to tell you, and this is not, please don't think this is braggadocio. I believe that this is among the finest beef jerky in the world. I really mean that. The way the cows are raised happily, they have a wonderful life until the end. And I tried our beef jerky, and it's USDA processed. So it's at the highest level of American food processing. It's our beef. We raise it. And we know the cows. It was extraordinary, Kathy. And I asked our son, you know, it's frozen. And I asked him if we could send some to you guys in one of these cryovac-type packages. And so do you guys eat beef jerky in a spicy flavoring package?
I think the ones that we normally eat are just more of the mild, Ben.
Okay.
I mean, I've never made it. I've dehydrated a lot of things, but I've never done made the beef jerky myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't tell you honestly which one, but I know it wasn't like super spicy or super hot. I know there's all kinds of different ones, but I think it's like just the regular, whatever the regular common one is, that's the one that we got.
Okay. Well, this is uncommon. it's kind of sweet and spicy simultaneously, but it won't set you on fire. But it
okay.
is truly
okay.
extraordinary. So I was thinking if we pick the right time of the week to send it, and if you look out for it, you know, kind of track it and let you know exactly when it's going to arrive, probably take 2 days, and it should arrive just fine. And just put it right in your freezer or your refrigerator and try it. But I think it's that good, and I'd love to hear your report on what you think of this beef jerky. And so we have the hamburger patties, we have the steaks, and we have the brown and blue eggs. And I have to tell you, there's something, I keep saying it, there's something about these blue eggs. And we don't have a lot of them, about maybe 1/8 of the eggs that we produce, or actually the chickens produce, are blue. So they're kind of rare here, and but there's something about them. I really believe that there's a health benefit to it, but I can't prove it. So it's just a sample size of me, and everybody here leaves those blue eggs for me and for Dr. Shealy to do his tests on, you know, see if he can figure out what it is with these blue eggs. But he's on the hot pursuit of that. Kathy, you and I have a book. I bought it about a year ago. It's called Little Heathens. Little Heathens. And it's hard times and high spirits on an Iowa farm during the Great Depression. And it's by Mildred Armstrong Kulish. And I bought this because you talked about it and you thought it was a great read. And it is. Mrs. Finelli read it. And so here's one little piece that I'd like to read and to set up today's class about the First and Second Great Depressions. It's on page 82, chapter 8, under the category Thrift. And that's how you live, that's how we live, that's how my parents lived, grandparents. Everybody I know that I grew up with lived this way. Quote, use it up, wear it out, make it do without. Willful waste makes woeful want, unquote. And then it goes on to say, during the 30s, maybe the 1930s, in Garrison and on the Iowa farm where land was plentiful but money was almost non-existent, we never wasted a thing. We were raised in the habit of thrift. It pervaded our lives. This was partly due to the Great Depression and partly due to the fact that Grandma and Grandpa never completely made it into the 20th century. They provided the example to us kids. Imagine, if you will, the effect of observing Grandpa treat a toothache. He never considered going for professional help. For that, it would have meant investing time, energy, and gas to drive the 15-mile round trip to the Vinton, to the dentist, who would then charge him $4 for the visit. Grandpa's solution was to climb by ladder up to the topmost shelf in the kitchen cupboard and retrieve a tiny square brown glass bottle bearing a bright red skull and crossbones and measuring not more than 1.5 inches high. After carefully removing the glass stopper, he would dab some of the carbolic acid on a snippet of white cloth and, using a toothpick, touch it precisely to the aching tooth. Whether that tincture destroyed the nerve or simply deadened the pain. I don't know, but it seemed to work. End quote. That was what it was like during the Depression. And I can tell you that I remember in our basement a bottle of carbolic acid. It was never opened, but we had it. We had that carbolic acid. Now, my dad was a chemistry teacher, and maybe that's why we had it. Maybe it was left over. Maybe someone was going to throw it out. Maybe they didn't know how to dispose of it. I don't know the answer why we had it. Maybe he bought it. I don't know. But we had it. But it was really old, and I think it was from around 1900, before he was born. I don't know. I don't know, you know, the origin of it, but I do know we had it. And it was high on a shelf and had skull and crossbones on it, and it was carbolic acid. And it was a jar with a glass stopper, a ground glass stopper. They don't make those anymore, that's for sure. And it had a seal on it that was like a bandage that would hold together the plaster of Paris around the stopper. So that was the way it was sealed, I guess, back then, when dangerous chemicals were kept in storage for sale. So it had the original seal on it. What happened to it? I don't know. But we had it. Kathy, this book is absolutely fabulous, and it brings back lots of memories. And that use it up, wear it out, make it do without. Willful waste makes woeful want. I remember that. Was that something that you heard as well?
Yeah, Vince, the same thing. You know, I was reflecting while I was rereading the book, and I just remember, like, my parents and grandparents and really all my older relatives that all went through the Depression, they lived very simply. I would have thought that after the 1930s and maybe mid-40s when they had gotten through, that maybe they would have upgraded their furniture, or maybe they would have bought, you know, more things, but they never did. They always lived very simply. And I think it was such an impression that they, when they talked about it, you know, they lived through the coffee rationing and the meat rationing and the sugar and all that. And they just really, they were always careful with money. And I never remember anybody in my family going into huge debt. They were just, you know, every nickel, every penny. Vince, they did so much themselves. I mean, I remember as a kid, we had a big garden, and we had four apple trees. We had a pear tree. We had a plum tree and a peach tree. And my mom had canning jars in the basement, and she would can all that, whatever we didn't eat, and then obviously other things, too, she canned. But, you know, the vegetables and tomatoes and things. But, you know, I just remember, Vince, like, Dad had, like, a big crock in the basement with pickles. Like, he used whatever cucumbers, like, were there, then he made pickles. I mean, it was like everything was accounted for. And I just don't remember when we went to the store other than basics. I mean, it wasn't like we ever came home with, like, 20 bags of groceries. It was just basics. And we had the rest in it. But, yeah, I remember so much, Vince, of the way they just lived very simply and very carefully.
Yeah, and for those who don't want to be concerned with that way of living, you don't have to be concerned about it. It's going to happen anyway. We're all going to live that way, except for the elite. We'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Kathy in Ohio is with us, and we talk about domestic engineering when Kathy's in the front of the classroom. And we are weaving domestic engineering, meaning managing the household. That's what that means. And the depressions, the current one, and which was engineered, and the previous one, which was engineered. So these things are not, they just don't happen without a cause. The first Great Depression was caused by greed, individual greed and individual stupidity. People wanted to get rich quickly. They wanted to make money in the market, the stock market. And they knew that if they bought stock today for a dollar, yesterday it was 95 cents. The day before it was 90 cents. The day before that it was 85 cents. And they thought, well, tomorrow it's going to be $1.05. And that's what happened. And this reckless speculation to drive up the price per share that people saw. Everybody wanted to get in. The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, the barber, everybody was getting in, not only the insiders. So everybody's jumping into the market. They were buying stocks with reckless abandon, and it really worked for a short time, and then the whole thing collapsed. And when it collapsed, it was bad, and it was bad from 1929, the end of 1929, October 1929, through 1945. It was a long, awful time. World War II actually solved the first Great Depression. So here we are and seeing the same kinds of things. It takes a lot of money to buy the same things that it used to take, less money to buy. The prices keep going up and up and up, and that's because the value of the purchasing value of the Federal Reserve note keeps going down. And the theme that goes throughout this book and And my dad said it, and Kathy's family said it as well. We're talking about grandparents and parents. They said that they didn't have any money. They just flat out didn't have any money. So whatever it cost, it didn't matter because they couldn't buy it because they didn't have any money. Now, young people today have never seen anything like that. They don't know what it's like to go without pizza. They don't know. They don't know what it's like to darn socks. They don't know what it's like to replace the collar on a long sleeve shirt. They don't know what it's like to save buttons on a shirt that's absolutely shredded and save the buttons and tie a thread through all the buttons so they all stay together. The sleeve buttons, the collar buttons, you know, all the buttons, keep them together because they all match, and put some thread through them and tie that up in a loop like a little necklace so they all stay together. People don't know what that's like doing that. They don't know what it's like buying thread. They don't know what it's like to use a sewing machine. But that's what happened in the first Great Depression. If you were fortunate enough to have a sewing machine, you're doing pretty well because not everybody could afford one, even though they were about $10. Kathy?
Yeah, Vince, I totally agree. And you know, things that they did, like saving the buttons, you know, my grandmother, and she had a very limited, I mean, a real small closet, but she sewed when she was younger more than as she did as she got older. But like if you had a dress and the dress got stained or ripped or worn out, that it either became a skirt or an apron or a shirt for one of the girls. Or, and then when that got worn out, then the parts that were still good, that became part of your quilt or other things like that. But, you know, Vince, there was a scene in the book that I think I read, and it talked about the kids were outside playing, and they came in, and there was the grandparents and the parents, and I think there might have been an aunt and uncle there. And she said that back then, there was, in their family, there wasn't a lot of emotion shown. Like there wasn't, you know, hugging and kissing and smiling. I mean, she said they were, the grandparents were very stoic. But she said when she walked in, she said her grandpa was crying and so was everyone else. And then they tried to hide it. But as she later found out, that his brother and wife and another relative had both lost their farms that day. And they we had to sell everything, the farms, the animals, the machinery. And so that was really hard on them to go through that.
Can you imagine what that would be like, class? Losing the farm? It's unimaginable. Absolutely unimaginable. Those were really tough people. They really were. And we don't have people like that today.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Three Los Angeles Police Department officers were shot overnight in a violent encounter in the city's Lincoln Heights neighborhood. The three senior officers are now in stable condition after being shot by a parolee at large, refusing officers' instructions during a lengthy standoff. LAPD Assistant Chief Al Lombrada last night.
This incident started about 3:50 this afternoon, so it shows a level of patience and more importantly, the officers taking their time to try to de-escalate this and more importantly, resolve this peacefully. And unfortunately, behavior of this individual did not result in that. A very deadly situation. We're grateful residents were not injured as part of this, and we're grateful the officers are going to be okay.
The suspect died at the scene. The first ever 3D printed rocket was set to lift off from Cape Canaveral Space Force Center yesterday, but was scrubbed because of temperature changes in the methane fuel. The next attempt will be Saturday starting at 1 p.m. Eastern. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, we're going through hyperinflation. We're at the beginning of it right now, even though it's not being reported that way. I'm going to give you an example. Before the genocide, a bag of Purina dog chow, the kind that we feed our animals, was $18.98 for 55 pounds. That turns out to be roughly 34 cents a pound. The lowest price that you can find it right now, from the same overall corporate umbrella, the Chinese factory outlet, is $27.99 for 44 pounds. So that is now roughly 64 cents a pound. It was 34 and a half, now it's 64 and a half cents a pound. That is an increase of 1.84 times. It costs 1.84 times as much as it used to. That's just one very simple example. Eggs is another one. Gasoline is another one. Diesel fuel is another one. Engine oil is another one. Parts for your vehicle. It doesn't matter. Unless it's Chinese electronics that you don't need, it costs more. If you need it, it costs more than it used to before the, we'll call it COVID, the genocide, the great death, whatever you want to call it, it costs more. We're going to take just one call today, and I didn't mention that we're not going to be taking calls, but we'll take one call, and this is the only call that we'll be taking today. Greg, welcome. You're on with Kathy.
Yeah. Hello, Vincent. Thank you for letting me in here. I just wanted to make a comment that about the coming depression and the differences.
Wait. The coming depression?
the depression we're in now, the
okay.
coming catastrophe of depression.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
Back then, people could take their seeds from their garden and replant them. You can't do that if you're using GMO or hybrid seeds. You never know what you're going to get. You may just be watering a bunch of greenery. And the other is the fact that all of the farmland is being destroyed. I think chemically. And I just wanted to impress the fact that right now people need to think about food storage. And if they do have some chickens, they better be thinking about what they're going to feed those chickens to keep them alive. Because I don't know, I don't trust the feed that they're putting out. And those were my questions. Those were my comments.
Oh, great.
And what
okay.
we're facing now.
Yeah. We'll talk more about that tomorrow, hour number one, if you'd like to, Greg.
Yeah, that would be fine. Right. I did send you a couple videos that were pretty disturbing.
Yeah, I didn't have time to watch them, but I saw them. I saw that you sent me three email links this morning. Or I received them this morning. Okay, very good. So thank you for calling in, Greg.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Okay, that was Greg Lesher, USA Preparedness Instructor. He's on Friday's hour number one. You'll see him tomorrow. Kathy, Greg mentioned chickens. I've been working on a chicken coop, actually a chicken house here at the farm, and it's for those brown and blue eggs for our campers and for us. And this chicken house is different from every other chicken house I've ever seen. So it's 8 feet long, 6.5 feet wide, and 11 feet tall. And it's made out of wood, and it has a steel roof, and it has a small door that's low. The chickens can just walk up a ramp to the floor of it. It has a wood floor. And it has a storm door, all glass storm door, so they can get sunlight. And it has a heat lamp in there. And it has straw on the floor, and it has a hen nest that 10 hens can lay their eggs in comfort. And it's secure, and it's predator-proof, I think. And the cost of the fabrication of this was not all that expensive. However, it looks like it will last generations, literally generations. And I'm thinking 40, 50, 60 years if it's taken care of. It's up on concrete blocks, so it's not sitting in moisture. And that's an investment that we made here at Natural Farms in raising eggs. Now, I think that the low cost of doing that, no, it certainly cost more than buying, you know, a few dozen eggs. It certainly did. And it took a lot more time and effort to construct this. However, in the long run, if the chickens don't get killed or die, we'll have eggs forever. As long as we can, you know, feed them through the winter. And that's the plan. That is this kind of lifestyle class that we're talking about, a thrifty lifestyle, is spending hard-earned money that has been saved to build something or do something that will last in the long run or for the long run. So instead of going to movies or taking a one-day vacation, that amount of currency was put into building a chicken house. Some used materials, some new materials. That's the way we think. Kathy?
You know, Vince, I think the same way. I'm always looking at what am I going to need to continue if I can't get it in the future. And I feel the same way. Like, I'm, you know, we talked about it before, Vince, prepping is hard work. You're constantly going through your stash or your supplies and trying to figure out what do you need, where can I get it at a good price, and what do I do if I can't get it. But, you know, the deal with the chickens too, Vince, I mean, I'm sure you do the same thing. Any scraps that you have go to the chickens. And I'm sure they did that back then. I mean, the chickens or the pigs or whatever the people had. And, you know, Greg brought up a couple really good points about the seeds too and the feed. I've heard both of those situations. So, you know, Vince, I think we're headed there if you look, or we're in it, but if you look 3 or 4 years ago, just at the decline of everything, and especially like the energy and the food supply, if whatever you can do to save and to store, that's what I would recommend. And I would think that people back then, if they would have had the money, they would have probably loved to had, like a proper pantry and I'm sure they did with their gardens. I'm sure they can. And Vince, that was one of the comments that she made, was that, you know, they lived on whatever fresh vegetables they had. They ate them until they were gone. And then in the winter, you know, whatever survived. And she said toward the end, all they really had left was potatoes or apples, if it even made it through then, but then they had to rely on their canned food. And the first thing they did in the spring was go out and pick dandelions. And she actually gives little recipes all throughout the book of how they prepared them. And, you know, they saved the bacon grease and they sauteed them. But she said they really enjoyed them because that was the fresh greens that they had. And, you know, I've never lived like that. I've always been able to go and get greens if I haven't grown them myself. I've been able to go to the store, but what if you can't get them, or what if you can't afford them, or what if you don't want to eat them if they're like a GMO, or, you know, they've been sprayed with chemicals?
You know, Kathy, you bring back memories of my mom in the 1950s, 1960s, and all through the rest of her life, when she was alive here at our farm in Missouri. She would go out in the yard, whether it's the 50s, 60s, 70s, or up to a few years ago, she'd go out in line in a yard and pick dandelions. And she would wash them and put them in a salad. That's what she did. Now, I never said, and I wish I had. I really wish I had. As a matter of fact, I wish my parents were around, because there's so many things I'd like to ask them, and I can't. I can't do that anymore because they passed away. But my mom would pick these dandelions, and she would make an oil and vinegar, wash them, of course, first, oil, vinegar, a little bit of salt, make a salad out of them. And what I wish I had asked her was, Mom, where did that come from? What gave you the idea to go out into the yard with this dandelion fork? And it was a handle, like a round handle on a long shaft that had kind of a fork at the end. And what she would do is take this and she would cut the root of the dandelion under the soil with this tool, and then pull the whole dandelion plant out. And then she would rinse it and then soak it and wash it, and then it'd be a salad. It was kind of bitter. But did that come from the Depression? Is that because they were starving? Is that because she saw her mother do it and her father do it? I don't know. I don't know. But, Kathy, that brings back another memory. And this one was not so pleasant. And we've had guests here over the years, and one that I don't really want to remember, but I do, is we had a young guest, let's say between 20 and 30 years old, and we had some beef that we made into a spaghetti sauce. And this is our beef that we raised. That means that one of our animals lost its life to make this spaghetti sauce. And so we made the spaghetti sauce, and we're having some spaghetti for a meal. And this person scooped out a lot of spaghetti sauce, put it on the spaghetti, and had lots of extra sauce with meat on it left over. And walked over to the kitchen trash can and started to scrape it. And I'm talking about like a cup of extra spaghetti sauce. I didn't come unglued externally, but internally, I was unglued. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Our dogs would have loved it. Some of the cats would have loved it. The chickens would have loved it. That was enough to add to the dog food for all of our dogs, all of them, you know, for one meal. And this person looked at me like, I'm not supposed to do that. I was like, right. The dogs will eat that. That kind of behavior is absolutely unacceptable today, in the past, and in the future. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I just couldn't believe it. Other times over the years, we've had guests here, and we'd say, would you like coffee, iced tea, cranberry juice, orange juice, cranberry juice? And they would take the cranberry juice, pour it into a great big, tall, 12-ounce glass, drink maybe a half of it, and then dump the rest of it away down the sink. That kind of behavior is absolutely unacceptable. And guess what? Neither one of them has been invited back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, why was it called a depression? Because people were calling it what it really was, a panic. And the government thought that the word panic was too severe. So they toned it down a little bit and just called it a depression. And if you look up the word depression on a search engine, you're going to find, you know, mental conditions. Can you imagine that? Mental conditions trump the first Great Depression in search engines. Kathy, I mentioned my visceral reaction to wasting of food here at our farmhouse and how the people who did that were never invited back. Now, at those times when the food was being wasted, I didn't say anything that was, you know, in anger. I just, with the spaghetti sauce, I kind of stopped it from being thrown away so the dogs could eat it. But the result was a quiet, never inviting these individuals back. Do you have any comments about that? Do you think that I'm overreacting? Or what are your thoughts?
No, Vince, I would have been upset too. I've seen people take food. I was out with people to dinner years ago, and they would order like lobster or shrimp or steak and shrimp and eat maybe like a quarter of it, and that was it. And then the rest just got thrown away. And I wanted so bad to say, I'll take it home even for the dog. But, you know, sometimes you can't say that. But, no, I totally agree that you really just shouldn't waste. I mean, somebody had to grow that, and you had to pay for it. Somebody had to pay for it. And I don't like it either, Vince. I, you know, it just bothers me when there's that kind of waste. So, yeah.
My father at the kitchen table when I was growing up, very young, said something that he learned in the Army. And he learned this before even that, because he was a child of the first Great Depression. And that was, you take all you want, but eat all you take. And, you know, he grew up in a family with brothers and sisters, and it was tough. It was really tough making, you know, having enough food for everybody. And so nobody wasted anything. Now, there are a couple different designs of serving at the dinner table. And some families, the person who cooks dishes the meals, you know, scoops out, pours out, forks out, whatever it is and assigns portions to each individual. When it comes to spaghetti, there's two different schools of thought. One school of thought is that you make the spaghetti sauce separate from the spaghetti noodles, and then you mix them together and you stir them all up, and then it's uniform. So when you scoop out some spaghetti, it's got the sauce on it already. The other school of thought is that the noodles go on without the spaghetti sauce, then you add the spaghetti sauce on top. You take as much sauce, you know, as you'd like, and that's the way we do it at our house. So each person serves himself, but each person finishes everything. Everything. There's nothing that goes to waste. Absolutely nothing. And the idea is that you can always go back for seconds, providing there's, you know, enough for seconds. So instead of wasting, take less the first time. And if you're still hungry and if there's still more, then go back for seconds. And if you're still hungry and there's still more, you can go back for thirds. And if there's anything less left, it goes in the refrigerator as leftovers to be consumed later. That's the way it works at our house. That's absolutely the way it works. Because we know what goes into producing food. And it's not easy. It is absolutely not easy. If you've ever made tomato sauce from tomatoes that you've started from seeds in cups, and then transplanted into your garden and nurtured them and watered them and then harvested the tomatoes and then washed them and then made sauce with them and simmered it for hours and hours and hours and then canned it, you'd go through the roof if somebody wasted that. You would. Any comments, Kathy? Did I kind of explain this the way it really is?
Yeah, Vince, and honestly, we raised our children, like if my children were little and they said, you know, I'm not hungry, I'm not going to eat, then I would say, eventually, you know, I would say, fine. And then if they'd come back to me an hour later and say, oh, I want a cookie or I want an apple, nope, here's your plate. And that only went on two or three times, and then they learned that when they sat down, they were going to eat, and they were going to eat, you know, what we had. And if they didn't eat it, then I put it in the refrigerator. And then when they were, the next meal, whatever it was, they were going to eat it. And we didn't waste food that way because when we were raising our kids, I mean, I wouldn't say we were poor, but money was tight with four children and on one income. So we just, that was just our rule. And they just learned, and I mean, to this day, none of them are wasteful. They're all really good about understanding that if you prepare it. But, you know, Vince, I agree with you so much on that. And when you do raise it, like canning or you know, making applesauce or whatever, that's a lot of work. And to see somebody throw a half a cup away, I don't know if it's considered a sin, but it almost feels like a sin to be that wasteful. Because there are hungry people.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.